Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everybody. This is welcome to Real People from the Hood. This is Keith Bledsoe. I'm actually sitting in for Brother Jimmy Williams, who is the host of the show for a few minutes. He's got a business situation he needs to deal with, and he'll be coming right on with us. I believe this is marks our 20th show together, and what Jimmy wanted to do, he was talking last week about just kind of going back, and, you know, we both have this thing about ourselves. We want to bring our music back. You know, we believe that our music was taken away. As a people, when we get our music back, I believe we'll get a lot of other things back. So we decided to lighten it up a little bit today. Usually these days, every show we do, we always have some police issue to deal with. We're still killing ourselves. We've got this flag issue. I mean, we got the mayor of Chicago talking about his response to close to 100 attempted murders. And I say attempted murders because I think there were 85 shootings and 15 were fatal. But as far as I'm concerned, all 85 were shot with the intentions of being fatal. So I say there were close to 100 attempted murders over the weekend. And he says we should get rid of the guns. Well, I'm still waiting on someone to step up to the plate and deal with the mental issue here. This is a mental problem. You're not going to get the guns off the streets. Criminals don't care about criminal laws. All you're doing is taking the guns from the hands of the law-abiding citizens who need them in these days and times, in this World War Z day and times, to protect themselves. So, but that's another issue. I don't want to go into that. I'm going to talk about it on my show tomorrow, Everyday People, at 7 o'clock on the same station. And but we're going to lighten it up. Jimmy wanted to celebrate our 20th show together. Just wanted to kind of go old school and rock it like that. He asked me to stand in for him until he gets in, and I will do that happily. And we're going to just start it off with a little old school. You can give us a call, 718-664-9513, 718-664-9513, if you want to chime in. And just let us know what our old school music meant to you, and how you contrast it to what's going on today. So here we go. We'll be right back. I tell you, this is music. You know, we came up from music. I mean, it was all about love, all about relationships and respect, man. And what the hell happened, man? I tell you, I love old school music. It was just the greatest musical period in the history of music, I believe, was the old school periods in the 60s and the 70s. We had Motown, Stax, Atlantic Records. We had Chess. I'm drawing RCA. We had, man, we just had music galore, and it was unifying music. We had choreographed groups who practiced steps in unity instead of this individualistic BS that's going on today, that all they do is all it does is provide for gang wars and disrespect and whatnot. It's not even music. I hate that it's even classified as that. But anyway, what I've played so far, I tell you, it really reminds me of my days in the projects. I mean, Junior Walker and the All-Stars and the Impressions, those groups were thriving. In a couple of years or so, I was in the projects until we moved over on 74th and Yates in 1966. But I'm going to just keep it going. And Brother Jimmy Williams will be in, and he'll be taking over. I'm just holding it down until he gets in. His request was for us to kind of just roll with some old school, and that's what I'm doing. So here we go.
I
For host Brother Jimmy Williams to come in. In the meantime, I'll just keep it rolling, keep it moving. I tell you, nothing like old school. Nothing like old school. It's just a doggone shame that we allowed our music to just go over the cliff like it did. And hopefully we can bring it back. Hopefully we can bring it back. I know on our internet radio shows, that's what you're going to get, because that's what we need. We need it back. I'm going to play a commercial and come back, and we just gonna keep it rolling, man. Old school, that's how we do it.
Hey, Chicago, for your next family reunion, call Jimmy Williams of Abstract T-Shirts at 773-690-5366. That's 773-690-5366. Your family reunion expert since 1990, with photo T-shirts and custom printing available. You can see samples of his work on the internet. Search for JimmyWilliamsOnline.com. That's JimmyWilliamsOnline.com. One word. For families wanting reasonable prices, quality service, and good advice at making their family reunion a success, call Jimmy Williams from Abstracts T-Shirts at 773-690-5366. That's 773-690-5366. Your family reunions should always be a happy occasion, and your T-shirts should reflect that. Call Jimmy Williams at 773-690-5366. Your T-shirt man.
Down.
And looks like the man is here. Brother Jim, are you with me?
What's
going on,
man?
I hear
you. I just got my butt in the house, man.
Hey, I've been holding it up, man. Yeah, I've been holding it up. It's actually been a pretty good role, brother. But you jump on in, man, and we played the Abstract T-shirts at the half hour, and I've just been rolling with it, man. So you got it, brother.
Hey, man, keep
brother.
On rolling. I'm not even in the studio yet.
Okay, I'm gonna let one roll, and when you're ready, just jump on in, man. Shoot me a text in the chat.
Okay.
We gonna keep it going. Here we go.
Baby.
When we listen to our music, Brother Jim, I mean, when we listen to this shit going on today, we really should be ashamed of ourselves, man.
Yeah, man, I feel you. But it's good to get out of that rut every now and then, though, man.
Absolutely, man. I tell you, it's been riding high, man, all night. You ready?
No, man, you only got like 8 more minutes, man. Go ahead and turn that sucker out, man. Turn it out. I haven't even lit up my cigar or poured my ENJ, man. Go ahead and light that sucker up, man.
I hear you.
Well, we got 8 more minutes.
We're going to just keep it rolling. We got a couple of more going, maybe a little bit more, but we just going to do as we did, and here we go.
Yeah, buddy. Real people from the hood, y'all.
Here we go.
You've been working so hard, you're
Yeah, buddy. I remember that song, man. I remember that song. Who made that song?
Man,
I remember that.
A lot of these cuts I played really take me back to the projects, man. Over on the west side, Henry Horner Holmes, 2514 West Van Buren,
man.
Apartment 1304, and that was Sonny Charles and the Checkmates, man.
Oh, I remember that one. I remember that one.
Yeah,
on the studio over online there.
Yeah, that was one of those cuts that was really. I always thought it was a tribute to black women, man. You know, I always looked at that song as a tribute. And here we go again. When you balance that shit to this type of stuff we're hearing today, total contrary to that, man, we should be ashamed of ourselves. But we're going to do a little bit we can, brother.
But you know what, though, Keith? The problem is, though, man, we don't even pay attention to who's pumping the crap to us in the first place. I had no idea that Romney is part owner of Clearwater Channel, man, and they're the ones running GCI and all these other radio stations, man. A lot of people don't even know that stuff.
Didn't know that, but it don't surprise me. System is a mother, man. System
yeah,
is a mother.
Buddy.
Yeah, I started out telling the audience. Go ahead.
Yeah, I just want to apologize, everybody. I had to go see a customer, and I pumped it up where we gonna jam and keep doing this thing. I listened to 3-4 songs already, and I'm already freaked out about it. We have to do a part two. But I enjoyed
it.
And, this is our 20th show. We were celebrating our 20th show, and we was gonna do all music, and hey, it got done, and it's out there. Hey, another one in the bucket.
There you go. And we're going to. I guess we'll shut it down. I'll close it out with one of our old school favorites, and actually enjoyed this, man. We definitely have to do a part two. I maybe even. This gives me an idea, actually. This gives me an idea for another day of the week, maybe, can be dedicated to something like this. But we'll talk about it. We'll talk about it. We'll see how our availabilities are.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen. So anything you want to let them go and shut them down in closing, Brother Jim, before I throw this last cut?
Yeah, I want to tell everybody, stay safe, stay awake. And if you sleep, somebody slap that motherfucker upside the head and wake his ass up. Hey, another one in the can, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Real People in the Hood. Again, my name is Jimmy Williams, my executive producer is Mr. Keith Bledsoe, and he's going to roll it out with another one. Come on with it, boss man.
All right, bro. Peace.
Okay, peace. Talk to you. Real people from the hood. See you guys next week.